and I've been joined by Peter and David Brewis from Field Music. Hello.
Hello.
So, I mean, I was really, really thrilled to see the set that you did before, because I have to say, I mean, I've seen you playing an awful lot, actually, haven't I, in small clubs and stuff, but it's a big tent, it holds 7,500 people.
Is it?
And it's got a massive PA in it, and you just sounded like Led Zeppelin. And then a bit like Prince, and then predominantly like Field Music. It was just. Did you enjoy it?
We had another very stressful monitoring check.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, but we always.
But we got, you know, we kind of got over
we
it.
Got through it, and then we just have to forget about what it sounds like on stage and put faith in our lovely front of house engineer.
Well, I can guarantee you that it really did sound great. I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass, but that is exactly what it was. Well, yeah, because you had one at Glastonbury, didn't you? Did you have a legendary sound check at Glastonbury?
The monitoring check at Glastonbury went fine, and then halfway through the first song, the monitor engineer reset the desk.
The P45 button, as it's now known.
Yeah, quite right and all. Well, that's it. I mean, it only costs a fiver to get that button pressed, you know. It's very, very cheap. It comes cheap. Right, okay, so, I mean, we're talking about you're playing live and everything. Like I said, I've seen you playing lots, and I love Field Music. You know that. I'll make no bones about it. And when I found out that you guys were being nominated for a Mercury Music Prize, I bet I was more excited than you were. I could have thrown a street party. I welled up. I just thought, there is a God, you know, and I was absolutely, I was so thrilled. And I bet I can imagine you, the kind of the shrug and like, oh yeah, that's good, good, yeah.
Oh, I mean.
Is it more than that to you?
No, I mean, when we first found out about it, we just didn't believe it, really. It's like, because we found out a few days before the ceremony, not, you know, not long, but
yeah,
you know, but they have to get in touch with it to see whether you can be there, and our main thought was like, nah, it won't be. I mean, it's supposed to be a bit cruel if they invited us down to this do and then we didn't get a nomination, but I don't, yeah, maybe.
Right. So just the first cruel hoax in the history of the Mercury Prize would have been held at your expense, so
You may as well do it to us, though, you know.
That's paranoia, that is, if ever I've heard it. But do you know, I mean, the irony is that, of course, I mean, you're so meticulous. I know, because I know a lot about the band. I know that you spend an awful lot of time really making sure that the album runs properly, that the gap in between the tunes is absolutely, completely and utterly right. So you think the album concept is joyous and something to be embraced, and you were talking...
Oh, yeah. I still love it.
I mean,
how relevant it is, I don't know, but I still totally love it.
Well, it is relevant to Six Music listeners.
Well, exactly. Sorry, everybody.
That's all right, but no, that's the thing about, you know, as you say, downloading in isolation, just one track from the middle of an album, like Plum or Measure or whatever. I mean, it's a little bit of a strange concept for somebody of my age, certainly.
Yeah, well, I mean, it might work for certain. I mean, I like loads of albums where you could do that, but I don't think that's how we... Make records. That's why finding singles on our records is always quite difficult.
Yeah. I suppose I always think about the nice thing about an album is that you're really having to step inside somebody else's world. That's what I like as a listener. And there's something about kind of playlist shuffle culture, which, you know, it's fun and I kind of like it. I've got me little MA3 player, but that's you using what other people have done to make your own soundtrack. Well, actually, mostly when I'm listening to music, I want to forget myself and really immerse in somebody else's thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the great thing is what we were talking before about the gap in between records, but my favourite albums, and I'm sure you're exactly the same, but I know that when it finishes, if it starts with a vocal, perhaps, I will be able to start at exactly the right time. Like, say, Hunky Dory.
Yeah.
You know, I'll know when the ding, it's a go. I'll know when it's going to happen. I know how many seconds are in between each track. Does that make me really sad? Hands up, everybody. No.
No.
I mean,
very typical, that. So, talking of albums, you've got this Field Music Play album coming out?
It's not an album. We don't call it an album.
Oh, what is it?
It's just a CD.
It's a good question.
Just a little collection. It's like a compilation.
Right, okay.
Because we weren't as meticulous about it as we not really, you know, it's just a bundled together thing we thought people might like.
Okay, I mean, it's not that dissimilar from Brian Ferry did it, and obviously David Bowie did it with Pinups, but it's a collection of Field Music playing your favourite tunes, and or some of them.
Well, I mean, a lot of them were for Mojo cover mounts initially, so they fit into that. That's like, you know, when they do a classic album, it's not, you know, they're not going to do kind of, I don't know, they're not going to do anything from like 2000 or something like that, so, you know, it's kind of, the covers are all kind of older.
So there's Beatles and Leonard Cohen on there.
Yeah, so it's Beatles, Leonard Cohen, Sid Barrett,
I suppose one of the good things about doing it because somebody asks you from outside, is rather than doing our favourite songs. Actually, sometimes we've had to do songs where we really had to struggle with what we were going to do with it. Like, Don't Pass Me By, God Bless Ringo, like, it's not a very good song, is it?
It's not. I got it wrong the other night, which is obviously unheard of, but I thought it was that naturally. but it's not.
I knew
it was a Ringo tune, but yeah, I mean, I thought your version of The Lighthouse Family's Lifted was probably not perfect.
No, well, I didn't make it. Didn't make it on the album.
Have I mentioned it's your birthday today?
No.
Happy birthday, Peter.
Oh,
all the best,
you,
mate.
Thank you.
And we are going to be playing a sizable chunk of your set a little bit later in the programme.
Just the best stuff.
Just the best stuff, which, well, if we just played the best stuff, it would be all of it. I am blowing smoke up your ass now. Right, okay. Well, you need to get off and have a birthday, Peter. But, yeah, send me best to the fellas, and thanks very much for coming in. It's always
thanks,
a joy
Mark.
To see
thanks,
you.
Yeah.
Excuse the house. Thanks very much. We're Field Music from over in the Tynemere conurbation. This song's called In Context. Andrew Lowther on the bass, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Music recorded just over the road there in that big tent around about an hour ago, and they played Start the Day Right, It's Okay to Change, Sorry Again Mate, Rockist, In Context and Let's Write a Book.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks.